Welcome to Building Bridges, your community and labor report. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash.
On this Building Bridges special, we talk with Dr. Entisar Ariabi, a woman pharmacist from Iraq, about the healthcare system in Iraq then and now, the effects of the U.S. invasion on the people of Iraq, and her views on the continuing occupation of Iraq by the United States.
There are many mythologies in this country about the role of women in Iraq and the state of education and services during the era of Saddam Hussein. If you could tell us about your own experience in becoming a doctor and what you understand about what it was like living in Iraq.
خبرتي كامرأة كانت المرأة تعيش حياتها الآمنة تأخذ حظها من التعليم.
A woman used to live under that regime safely. She was able to obtain education.
جميع النساء اللي كانوا ليس لهم دراية بالكتابة والقراءة قد أخذوا حظهم في زمن صدام وجعل التعليم الإلزامي.
Many women that did not have the chance to be educated, they were given the opportunity and also they were pushed to get education.
في الجامعات حظ الامرأة مثل حظ الأنثى في الدراسة.
In the university, a woman had an equal right to education as to a man.
بالنسبة للولادة كنت أنا عندي 5 أطفال تمتعت ب5 سنوات لكي لحضانة هؤلاء الأطفال وأخذت راتبي كاملا.
I have 5 kids and I was able to get 5 years of maternity for each kid with full paid salary.
التعليم مجاني من الابتدائية وحتى أخذ الدكتوراه.
And education is free from primary school to your doctorate.
صدام أخرج قانون بعدم زواج الرجل من امرأة أخرى بدون موافقة الزوجة الأولى.
Under Saddam, he established a law that a man is not allowed to marry a second wife unless he gets the permission of his current wife.
ولا تتزوج المرأة إلا بعد أن تصبح 18 سنة لكي تقرر مصيرها بنفسها لا عن طريق أهلها.
And a woman is not allowed to get married unless she's 18 or above so she can decide for herself who she wants to marry.
How do you respond to the government of the U.S. who insists on saying that essentially there was no democracy, never mentions that essentially there was a secular government?
أنا هنا أتكلم كصيدلانية وكأم لا علم لي بالسياسة ولكنني أتيت هنا إلى الولايات المتحدة وتعلمت الديمقراطية كيف بأنه تقول ما تشاءون وتعملون ما تشاءون أنتم أيها الشعب ولكن السياسة وعلى فوقها الرئيس هو الذي يتخذ القرار.
I came to this country as a mother and as a pharmacist. I came to see what your democracy is like. And I'm also not a politician, so I'm just talking from just human side. I saw your democracy. People may be able to say what they want and express what they want and write what they want, but it is the government that has the saying of what action it takes. I don't think when people have the saying of what on their government.
وكان لي الفرص بالالتقاء بكثير من الناس وقالوا كيف بأنه الاستخبارات عندكم كيف تعمل وكيف أخذت الناس قبل دخول الحرب عندما طلعوا تظاهرة سلمية أخذوهم وحققوا معهم. يعني الشيء لا يختلف عن صدام. أتصور يعني الحال هو نفس الحال في عهد صدام. عندكم نفس الشيء.
When I spoke to people here, I was told the stories about how people of certain ethnicity were obtained before the war and they were questioned and without any legal rights. That's not much difference than what Saddam did.
I'm interested in the healthcare system under Saddam, both the period before the sanctions and what happened during the sanctions.
قبل الحصار كان الوضع الصحي من أحسن ما يكون. بنيت مستشفيات كثيرة في زمن صدام. رفع المستوى العلمي للأطباء وللكوادر الصحية الوسط أدخلت مجالات للتعلم أرسلها إلى خارج القطر للتعلم. أيضا أطباء أرسلهم إلى خارج القطر لأخذ الشهادات العليا فجاءوا بخبرات كثيرة. المستشفيات بنيت، أكثر المستشفيات الحديثة بنيت في زمنه، وكانت من أرقى ما يكون، خاصة مدينة الطب وابن البيطار.
The healthcare system was one of the most prestigious in the region. Most of the hospitals and the high technology hospitals were built during Saddam. There was special attention paid to doctors. They were encouraged to travel abroad and obtain higher education. Also, there was a focus on the medical field in terms of trying to get as much as Western knowledge by sending the people in the medical field to scholarships abroad.
بنيت كثير من المستشفيات في المحافظات وفي بغداد، وكانت مستشفيات حديثة.
There were a lot of construction of modern brand new hospitals in the city of Baghdad and throughout the rural areas.
وكان الدواء والغذاء الصحي متوفر في المستشفيات.
There was healthy nutrition and medicines and supplies of medicine. It was available.
أما وبعد الحصار والذي دام 13 سنة، تردت الحالة بأنه كثير من الأدوية فقدت من المستشفيات.
But during the sanctions, a lot of medicine was missing.
وخاصة الأدوية السرطانية.
Especially for cancer treatment.
والأدوية الخاصة بالأمراض المزمنة، مثلا السكر، الضغط، القلب، هذه المزمنة.
And medicine that was used for treating diabetes and high blood pressure, it was rare.
أما بعد الاحتلال فزاد الحالة سوءا وزاد الطين بلة، فقدت أكثر الأدوية فقدت والمهمة.
During this invasion, the healthcare situation got much, much worse. We don't even have the necessary medicine to treat in the hospitals.
ولا يخفى عنكم بأنه أكثر المستشفيات قد ضربت، قصفت من قبل الجيش الأمريكي في بداية الحرب، أو فتحت للذين دخلوا وأخذوا ما تمتلكها المستشفى من أجهزة.
During this invasion, some hospitals were bombed and the security was lifted from it, so it was open for public to loot and do whatever they want to do in the hospitals.
حتى بعض المستشفيات حرقت مثل مستشفى ابن البيطار.
And some hospitals were burned down, such as Ibn al-Bitar Hospital.
الآن المستشفيات تفتقر إلى الأدوية الخاصة بالمعقمات للجروح، الذي عندما يأتي الجريح إلى المستشفى لا توجد هذه المعقمات.
Currently, these hospitals are missing sterilizing agents. So when we have an injured person that comes to the hospital, we can't even treat them.
المستلزمات الطبية الخاصة بإخراج السوائل من الصدر لا توجد.
The medical supplies that's important to remove
chest drain.
To drain the chest from fluids, we don't even have that.
Anesthesia drug
is
intravenous fluid.
Intravenous fluid.
Antihypertensive.
Antihypertensive for pregnant.
لا يوجد.
Is missing.
جميع الصالات العملية الآن أكثرها ملوثة، عندما يدخل المريض لكي يعمل له عملية يخرج وبعد أيام تنتهي حياته بسبب التلوث. سبتيسيميا.
Operation rooms are contaminated, so when we try to treat an injured person and they leave, couple of days later they end up dying.
كثير من المرات قالوا عن إعادة بناء هذه المستشفيات، إعادة بنائها، والحقيقة بأنه هي بس الأشياء الخارجية مثل الصبغ ورفع البلاط.
There were a couple of projects to do the reconstruction for these hospitals, but by the time the money was allocated and what we received in our end in the hospital was for simple cosmetic work like painting.
الأدوية المبالغ تصرف، أما لشراء الأثاث أو لشراء الزهور والورد.
The money is being used to only buy furniture or buy flowers for the hospitals.
أما عندما نسألهم عن شراء المعقمات الضرورية للجرحى لا يوافقون، ويقولون سوف نتفق مع شركات أخرى لكي تجلب لكم.
And when we ask the question, how about important things like sterilizing agent, why can't we have that in our hospitals? The answer we get, at some point, we will hire the right contractor to get you the right medicine.
Doctor, are you suggesting that before the invasion, there was actually what we would call here, which we don't have and are fighting for, a universal system of healthcare, an affordable healthcare system? Also, paint for us the consequences of the lack of services and medical attention for the population current.
نعم، كان المستوى الصحي في العراق من أحسن البلدان الصحي مستوى في جميع المنطقة. كثير من المرضى كانوا يأتون إلى العراق لكي يعملوا العمليات، وخاصة عمليات القلب وعمليات الكلى، زرع الكلى.
The Iraq health system was one of the best in the region. We had people coming from all over the place to use our hospitals, especially for operations like
زرع الكلى, plantation of kidney.
Kidney plantation and heart surgeries.
Open heart surgery. بالإضافة إلى أنه كان عندنا أحسن الأطباء الأخصائيين في جميع المنطقة العربية.
We had the best specialist in my country throughout the region.
Was it affordable?
بالنسبة للعراقيين سعر بسيط لا يتجاوز سعر الباص وسعر الأدوية البسيطة يعني.
It was extremely inexpensive for Iraqis. It's probably as much as paying for a bus fare or just a simple medicine.
أما الآن الحالة لا تتخيل الآن الوضع الصحي المتردي في العراق.
I can't even describe to you how terrible the health situation in Iraq.
معظم المستلزمات التي فقدت والأجهزة التي فقدت أثناء الحرب لم يتم تعويضها.
Most of the machines and the equipments that we used to do in the hospitals, they are missing or they are taken away or they're broken. We don't have a replacement for it.
نعتمد الآن على المساعدات التي تأتي من جمعيات خيرية أو دول تأتي أشخاص يأتون ويرون الوضع فيتبرعون لهذه الأجهزة.
Currently, we're only relying on volunteers and on help that we whatever help we can get from any organization.
معظم الأطباء الأخصائيين قتل 250 أخصائي وخرج المئات منهم إلى خارج البلد خوفا من الاختطاف.
At least 250 top specialists were killed in Iraq and hundreds of them fled the country fearing for their lives.
لذلك الآن المستشفيات يعني فرغت من هؤلاء الأخصائيين المهمين بالإضافة إلى أنهم هؤلاء هم كادر يدرس في الجامعة وحتى الطلاب الآن فقدوا هؤلاء الأخصائيين.
Currently the professors in the universities are leaving. We don't have the adequate professors to teach and to run these hospitals.
الأدوية التي لا تتوفر في المستشفى يضطر المرافق للمريض بأن يجلبها بأسعار غالية من خارج المستشفى.
The medicine that is not available in the hospitals, the patient has to go out and buy it in a very expensive black market.
عندما يراد أن يعمل العملية لهذا الشخص يكتب له حتى المعقم بأن يشتري من خارج المستشفى.
When we have to operate on someone, we have to write the prescription for the patient to go out and get sterilizing agent so we can, on his expense, so we can do the operation.
The way you described it, all of the money, I assume, from the U.S. government for reconstruction is going for window dressing as a front. Is there enough money? Is it all going to the wrong place? Why isn't it going to the right place?
رأيي بأنه بالنسبة لكم تعتبرون أن لنا حكومة والحقيقة أنه لا يوجد حكومة ولا يوجد وزراء وإنما هم دمى. والحقيقة هو الموجود مستشار أمريكي في كل وزارة هو الذي يوجه سياسة هذه الوزارة.
People here may think that we have a government and we have a structure, but currently we only have puppets that are sitting in these positions in the government. And for each ministry, we have an American figure that is responsible, that rules the top of the ministry.
واحدة من هذه الأشياء بأنه بنى لنا الأمريكان ثلاجة للجثث وأنتم تعرفون بأنه ثلاجة الجثث التي توضع بها الجثث لا تبنى بطابق وإنما تأتي جاهزة. في زمن صدام جاءت جاهزة وهي بها سلايدات. أما الجيش الأمريكي حتى يختصر المصاريف أتى وبنى بناء هذه الثلاجة. فتصوروا كيف يكون الفرق في الفساد المالي يعني.
An example, in my own hospital, we were in desperate need for additional refrigerator for dead bodies. Normally, it's a complete unit that gets installed. When the money was allocated to provide a refrigerator to the hospital, it went through many channels, and by the time we actually got the product, they end up building a refrigerator out of brick instead of bringing an appropriate refrigerator to host these bodies. But that's mainly because someone wanted to do a budget cut.
Do you also see there's clearly depleted uranium? There are, must be other more severe consequences than previously experienced. How has that also affected the healthcare system and the ability to treat people.
الحالة هي عشوائية متخبطة الآن في وزارة الصحة.
Currently, the healthcare system is very random. It's a chaotic situation.
بالنسبة للسؤال بأنه هل شاهدت حالات، أنا ذهبت إلى عدة مناطق من المناطق التي ضربت من قبل الجيش الأمريكي في القائم وفي حديثه، كانت هناك طبيبة قالت لنا هناك تشوهات خلقية للأطفال الذين يولدون، والمعدل هو 5-3 تشوهات لكل 5 أشهر في هذه المدينة الصغيرة التي تقريبا هي 350 كيلومتر.
I personally visited some of the affected areas by the heavy bombing of the US, like the city Al-Qa'im and Al-Haditha. And I talked to several doctors there. They're already seeing birth effects from the newborns. For every 5 months, they get at least 3 birth defects. And prior to that, for every 5 to 6 years, we receive only 1 birth defect.
بالنسبة للمناطق الأخرى استعملت فيها قنابل التي هي محرمة، العنقودية والفسفور الأبيض في منطقة الفلوجة استعملة.
And for other areas, there have been weapons that were used that are illegal, like the cluster bombs and the white phosphorium.
وأنت تعلمين والآخرون بأنه استعمال اليورانيوم المنظم لا يكون تأثيره مباشرا، ولكن هذا يظهر بعد سنوات، أما 5 سنوات فما فوق.
The depleted uranium, the effect doesn't happen immediately. It will take years and years and years to spread the effect.
I wanted to ask what it's like to be working in a situation like this. The workers, do they get paid on a regular basis? What's it like to be as a worker in this situation? And who's the employer? Are the hospitals owned by the public or are they private hospitals?
معظم المستشفيات هي مستشفيات حكومية.
Most of the hospitals are government hospitals.
ولكن عندما تكون الأدوية غير متوفرة والأنستيزيا درا غير متوفرة، يضطر هذا الشخص إلى الذهاب إلى مستشفيات أهلية ودفع مبالغ عالية لكي تعمل له العملية.
But when the government hospitals are lacking the important medicine and supplies like anesthesia drug and sterilizing agents, the patient is forced to go to a private hospital to get a treatment and pay an extremely high price. It's impossible for anyone to afford.
ورأيت الناس كيف يتراكضون إلى أعمالهم وكيف هناك حياة تشعر عندما يكون عمل هناك حياة، المدينة تعيش حياتها تنبض بالحياة، أما الآن العراق المعامل كلها ضربت قصفت وأخرج جميع الأجهزة التي فيها وبيعت في دول مجاورة.
In my country, it's complete chaos today. There's no normality. There's no security. Many of the hospitals and many of the factories have been either bombed or all the equipments have been taken away and sold in other markets. A lot of people are out of jobs.
العمال الآن ليس لهم عمل، جالسين في الطرقات أو جالسين في بيوتهم، ليس لهم عمل ولا من يعيل هذه العوائل.
Currently, the workers are out of work because most of the businesses are closed. They're sitting on the side of the streets and they have no way to afford paying for their families.
وإذا خرجت فأنت تخاطر بحياتك.
And if you leave the house, you're totally risking your life.
وأنت تضيع كثير من الوقت في الانتظار في الطريق، أما ليمر الجيش الأمريكي أو هناك قواطع تفتيش يفتشون فيها، فتقضي ساعات طويلة وأنت في الطريق.
And when you're trying to get to your destination, you're wasting a lot of time. It's unknown how long your trip will take to go from your house to your work. Simply because there are so many roadblocks, so many checkpoints, you might make it to your job and you might not. Today, it's a complete chaos in my country. You have no calculation whatsoever in your day.
قائهم إلى وقت متأخر بينما في الكليات الآن إلى الساعة 1:30 تغلق الكليات.
The university has to close their doors by 1:30 in the afternoon. It's really affecting how many classes can be offered and how many people attending.
ابنتي في كلية الطب.
My daughter is in medical school.
تستغرق ساعتين للذهاب وساعتين للإياب، ولا يوجد إلا ساعة واحدة لتأخذ هذا العلم، والوقت 15 دقيقة للذهاب إلى هذه الكلية.
Her trip to college used to take only 15 minutes. Because of this current situation, the trip to her school takes 2 hours to go to school, 2 hours to come back, and she only can get 1 hour of classes.
عندما نخرج صباحا كلنا يودع بعضنا الآخر.
Every day when we leave the house, we hug and kiss each other goodbye.
أولادي يقولون لي أمنا ادعي لنا أن نموت ولا نختطف أو نجرح، لأنه إذا اختطفنا ليس يوجد عندنا مال لدفعه إلى المختطفين، وإذا جرحنا لا يوجد الحالة الصحية الوضع الصحي لا يجعلنا أن نعيش بسلام ونبقى معوقين.
So every morning when I leave the house with my family, we hug and kiss, not knowing if we're going to see each other at the end of the day. And if we have to choose between death or being kidnapped or being injured, we do wish death. Because if a family member got kidnapped, I don't have the money to pay the ransom. And if a family member was injured, there aren't the supplies and the medicine to help them go through their hard times. This is the situation in my country, Iraq, today. حكيكي من كل قلبك وأعطيتينا الصورة بشدة من قلبك، أعرف إنه تؤثر عليك على حالتك النفسية. أريد أن أشكرك جدا على هذا.
شكرا.
وعلى وقتك.
هل أنتم تعملون أفلام كثيرة عن زلزال أو أن حرب جاءت إلى بلد معين من مكان بعيد؟
Words sometimes cannot explain the situation. I can tell you, if you were to watch an old movie of a bombed city or a city that was hit by a massive earthquake or a nuclear bomb, this is what my country looks like today. It's a complete destruction. And I wish I have more words to tell you what is it like, but I can only tell you what you can picture.
I'm just wondering what her prescription for change is. What needs to be done and how can it be done in this kind of situation?
أنا أسأل هو لماذا حدث هذا الوضع؟
I want to ask a question. Why did this happen?
كانت دولة آمنة لها جيشها ولها الشرطة وهو بلد وهو أنا أعتبره الآن بأنه بلد كبلدكم، يعني لا يوجد فرق. نعم يعني ما حدث لبلدي كان مخطط عظيم للقضاء على هذا البلد من أناس، تدمير البلد أناسا وثقافة وعلما وكل شيء مدمر، يعني يدمر، مخطط لهذا البلد بأن يكون بهذه الطريقة.
What's being done to my country today, it's a deliberate plan to destroy the infrastructure, to destroy civilians, to destroy the culture and the education system. I don't understand why would the U.S. want to do this. I come here and there is this great country and great people. Why would the U.S. want to do this to my country?
الآن الحل الوحيد هو خروج من دمر لا يستطيع أن يبني.
The only solution to this or for the people that destroyed my country, the U.S., is to leave my country. There is no way they can rebuild my country.
لأنه الشعب العراقي الآن لا يثق بالاحتلال.
Because simply the trust has been lost in the occupational power.
لذلك ما على الجيش الأمريكي إلا أن يخرج من البلد لكي يعيد العراق بناء نفسه.
And the only way for Iraq to regain itself is for the occupational power to leave.
While I completely concur with U.S. out now, the liberal forces in this country, not the most reactionary, will say we cannot exit as much as we would like to because the country will degenerate into a system of chaos and civil war. What is it we say to those people who use that as an excuse for continuing to occupy Iraq?
الآن الديمقراطية في العراق هي تعرف بالقتل والاعتقالات وسرقة النفط.
Today democracy in my country is defined as killing of civilians, stealing of the oil,
الاعتقالات
and the random arrest of civilians,
ضرب المستشفيات,
bombing
ضرب
of hospitals,
المدارس,
bombing of schools.
كل هذه الآن تعرف كديمقراطية.
All that today is defined as the democracy.
أما بالنسبة للحرب الأهلية، الآن الجيش الأمريكي موجود وأنتم تعلمون تقرؤون في الصحف عن عدد القتل المدنيين في كل يوم.
As for the civil war, you read in the paper today the number of civilians that are getting killed in Iraq in spite of the American army there.
ماذا يعمل الجيش الأمريكي؟ هل يحمي العراقيين الآن؟
What do you think the American troops are doing in my country? Do you really think they are protecting the civilians and the Iraqis?
أتعلمون أن الجيش الأمريكي هو الذي الآن حافظ عليه من قبل الحرس الوطني الذي استحدثه؟
Today the American troops, the only way they can survive is for the new Iraqi National Guard that they established, is the only way for them to survive is for the new Iraqi National to protect them.
عندما يمشي الجيش الأمريكي في أي شارع وفي أي مكان يحمى من قبل هؤلاء الحرس الوطني ويكون حماية من الأمام والوسط والخلف موجهين الأسلحة إلى المدنيين في الشارع.
And when the American troops are driving in on the streets of my city, they can't drive alone. They have the National Guard in the front protecting them, in the middle and behind them protecting them, pointing their guns at the civilians. That's how they can exist, is by the protection of the National Guard.
والرتب العالية تكون في الجرين زون محصنة بجميع هذه القواطع الكونكريتية لكي يحافظون على أنفسهم.
And for the high commanders, they're all sitting in the green zone in a very well protected area.
الاحتلال هو الذي فتح الحدود وجعل الميليشيات الغريبة تدخل إلى البلد.
The invasion is the reason why they open the borders and they allow militias to get into my country.
فلا طريق إلا أن يخرج الاحتلال لكي تخرج هذه الميليشيات.
So there is no way other than the occupation to leave, so the militias will leave with them too.
وإذا كان لابد فهناك أمم متحدة مسؤولة عن الدول.
And if it's needed, we will have the UN that can help in the meantime.
وتستعمل الجيوش التي لم تساعد الولايات المتحدة في الاحتلال.
And they will use the armies of other nations that did not participate in this illegal occupation.
As we wind up, we've asked you a lot of questions. I hear, understandably, your passion. What do you tell people who can listen as to what they should do so that your country can realize self-determination and end the occupation? What is our responsibility?
أنا جئت هنا وأعرف بأنه هناك شعب قوي ومثلما أخرج الجيش من فيتنام يستطيع أن يخرجه من العراق.
I came here and I saw very strong people and I believe these people have the strength to get the occupation, the American army out of my country just like they did in Vietnam.
وعلمت أن كثير من الشعب الأمريكي هو ضد الحرب وضد الاحتلال.
And I met many people, and I found that many people in the U.S., they are against the occupation of my country.
وهو شعب كريم وشعب رائع.
And I also found the American people to be extremely generous and just wonderful.
Doctor, we find you and our wonderful translator here, your passion, your commitment to social justice for your people, and clearly for all people, to be admirable, and we will accept the challenge of ending this occupation by the U.S. government.
شكراً جزيلاً.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Dr. Intisar Mohammed Ariabi and Iraqi View on the War and Occupation.
This has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report. I'd like to thank you for listening. And if you'd like to get in touch with Building Bridges, you can write Mimi, that's M-I-M-I, at buildingbridgesonline.org. Ken and I would love to hear from you.